This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It is awards season. Awards season never ends around these parts. Lawrence Holmes has won a Peter Lisagor Award, which is an award given to exemplary journalism in Chicago. Congratulations, Lawrence Holmes.
You are simply the standard by which excellence is measured. Congratulations.
I have won a Lisagor a couple years ago.
Yeah, but what is that? It's a major award.
It's a major award.
I won it.
Damn, hell, you say you won it?
Danny Parkins.
All right, speaking of my two partners, Danny, you won a Lisagor Award for journalism, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tonight, Lawrence Holmes is going to win a Lisagor Award for journalism.
Oh, congrats.
I have this commonality. I have two partners. I have a profile. I have a type. They both are real journalists, and I get to just be a jamoke making Pope jokes.
But he's now a multiple-time Lisagor Award.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now he's better than you. So he's got two over one.
He's a multiple-time Lisagor Award winner.
Don't do that.
Yeah, he's a multiple-time Lisagor Award winner. I don't know about better.
I'm a privileged boy. It's great, I gotta tell ya. Privileged boy. My dad can buy and sell ya. Than you.
To be able to win one, to tell the truth, is one of the things that I'm most proud of in my career, is that interview of Brandon Johnson.
It was really, really good.
The belt, they're proclaiming the real world champion. I'm going to tell you all with a tear in my eye. This is the greatest moment in my life. This is the greatest moment in my life. I want to jump. I want a party, but I gotta tell you like this, and yo, pay homage to the man. Woo! I love it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up. We hope you have enjoyed your Royal Rumble.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got a lot of fun stuff in store for you on today's program. Alex Kuhn is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
Here's what we got planned for you today. We're going to talk with Dan Weider on how Bears rookie minicamp went. That's at 3 o'clock. Jim Ozarski, the South Suburbs' finest, is going to join us. Why? Because there's blood in the water. It looks like Giannis wants out of Milwaukee.
Let's go.
And Jim covers the Bucks, so we'll find out what's true and what's not. Ron Coomer is going to join us from the booth at Wrigley as the Cubs get ready to take on the Marlins tonight. Pregame coverage begins at 6:05. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have first pitch at 6:40. On the Score, the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Lawrence Holmes, we don't like it when people move the goalposts, do we? If a conversation is set up and then a month later the conversation is shifted and we're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? In spring training and then at the beginning of the baseball season, we looked at today, the Monday after Mother's Day, as when this initial horrendously difficult schedule for the Chicago Cubs will be over. And we said if they were at 500,
We even said a game under.
I think we even said two games under. If they're around 500 or a game under or two games under, you'd have to feel pretty good.
You could take a deep breath and go,
man.
Look at that. They survived those 41 games. They survived that quarter of the season that was absolutely a gauntlet of scheduling, of travel, of them taking on the Dodgers all of the times that they're going to take on the Dodgers this year.
The entirety of the National League West, except for the bad team, the Rockies.
Well, it'll be nice to get them, too.
They're coming. But, you know, you faced them, you traveled, you went and faced Dodgers East, like all of that. And here you are.
Five games over
500. So as bad as it feels, because they've lost four out of five, and you're not sure who the closer is, and you're wondering if PCA's hitting leadoff and Ian Happ is going to move down when he comes back. You're wondering, and you're worried about third base, and you're sad because Imanaga is hurt to go along with Steele. All of it, they're five games over 500 at this point after the hellacious schedule. The next 21 games are against teams with losing records. So let's go. This team is good. Yes, they have flaws. Just about every team in baseball has flaws. There's a couple that seem like they might not, you know?
I mean, even the team that they lost a series to, I think, has some flaws to it. It's baseball. Your team's going to be flawed. It now becomes incumbent upon the Cubs to figure out how to manage all of this with the injuries that they have in the starting rotation, the hole that they have at third base, and the injury now to Ian Happ, and how you're moving around the outfield to compensate for that.
And the biggest issue is this bullpen. And we'll figure out who the closer is going to be. For those who haven't sort of figured it out or maybe paid attention or wondered, like, because Council hasn't said it directly, Ryan Pressly looks like a guy who has lost his job. Finally, looks like a guy who is not your closer.
But Speaks, the guy that he theoretically lost his job to, had a rough time.
I'm not saying we know that Porter Hodge is the closer.
He would probably be the choice, though, right?
But he got used yesterday in a tie game. He got tie game early because
But that's what a lot of managers like to do with their closers.
So, yes, to your point, he used his number one trusted guy in the bullpen in the most difficult spot against the most difficult batters. And it blew up because Lindor hits the three-run homer, and that is that.
Man.
He really is. They got a few of them.
He's such a player.
So it looks like Council is going to, you know, this thing where he'll use his highest leverage guy at whatever moment instead of a more traditional closer. But Ryan Pressly has been in the bullpen, has warmed up now twice since the big blow up against the Giants. Once he was Friday night and he got used down 6-1 in the sixth inning. And the other is yesterday. He warmed up when they were trailing, and as soon as they tied it up,
they were like, no, this game's too important.
Sorry, this is actual leverage now. We're not going to be using you. So he is on the low leverage list. He is outside the circle of trust right now.
I think that you're right. Can I offer a theory on what they're doing with Pressly?
Sure.
I think that if you go back to, what was that, Thursday, where he was out at 8 in the morning working on stuff, I think that there have probably been some mechanical changes that they want to see can be duplicated in a game experience.
So that's why they used him Friday night. In fact, there's a five-second Council cut, a shorty from after the game Friday, where he says, I was just wanted to give him a chance to put it all together. Yeah,
and maybe something he's like doing it in bullpens.
That was pretty great.
You went more than 5 seconds.
Yeah, I know. I was rambling trying to find
it. But it made sense. Thank you. That if you're trying to fix some of this stuff.
He pitched well. I thought he did a good job, and just trying to get him back on track.
That's it. Back on track.
I think you nailed it. I think that's pretty much what you said.
Yeah, I might as well hear from the actual guy, though, when we have it.
Yeah, that's true.
Carry on. As you were saying.
So maybe that's where they're at, is that they're going to say, let's see if you don't allow the nerves of the moment to change the mechanical, even if it's a minor mechanical change that they've made when you go out there versus real hitters. And let's see.
It's possible. It's possible. But it's an interesting thing as they're trying to figure out this bullpen. Who do you trust the most? If you're Craig Counsell and you had to rank your guys in the circle of trust.
I'm going back to Porter Hodge again.
He's number one.
Yeah.
Who's number two in terms of his ability to miss bats and a guy that you trust to make big pitches in big moments?
Let's think about that and let's take a break. While we talk about that, let's also add in PCA and a possible trade possibility for the Cubs. We'll do all of that stuff. Put your list together. Hit us up on Twitch. Next, here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Great stuff, Big Z. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great day.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk Cubs bullpen.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Text me. I know you will.
You're the best.
See, Brad.
All right. That is Brad Big.
Mr. David is ready to talk about the Cubs whenever, wherever. We've been discussing the Cubs and their bullpen and the idea of Rafael Devers maybe.
You're excited to talk about that.
I think it's interesting. It might solve a problem, but then create another one.
Yeah, let's get to that because that's a longer conversation.
No, but you pay off the tease, sir.
The bullpen circle of trust.
There we go.
For me, that's fair. Now, number one for me is Porter Hodge. Number two right now is Brad Keller.
I thought you were going to say Palencia.
He's probably three for me. Palencia doesn't have quite of a track record. Right now, Brad Keller is number one for them in strikeout rate. He has the second best walk rate, and he has the highest ground ball rate. And he's been good in just about every single spot, and he's hitting like 97 with the fastball. Now, I don't know if Council's going to use him there late, but he should consider it. But anywhere he uses him, he's been great. So Brad Keller is born again hard, like they say in Full Metal Jacket. Hope it doesn't end that way.
No, that'd be bad, for everyone. So, although I do love
that's a fun movie.
it's really I don't know if it's fun, Daniel Norris. I mean, I like it. Is it fun? Not really, no.
It's not fun, but I do always look forward to the end and them singing the Mickey Mouse Club song. Spoiler alert. At the end, where it's like, even in this horrible mess of a situation that they're in, them trying to find a little bit of normalcy and connectivity with each other by singing the Mickey Mouse Club song.
I really, really like that movie. I love the first 47 minutes. After the first 47 minutes, it changes into a movie that I'm can I just have more of that? I guess I can.
It's a common criticism, but you think about it, you don't have the second half is all about pure chaos of war. And the first half is like pretty orderly and it's clean and it's pristine. The scenes in the barracks, that's a criticism and a critique that I've heard of the movie. Like, you don't like they exist because of each other.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can see that. But oh my God, that first 47 minutes, man, it's as good as Kubrick has gotten, perhaps right there.
Well, there's a I mean, there's more choices from Cooper.
I agree, but it's right up there with any of it. Right up there with any of it to me.
There's a lot.
It's the same look, by the way. Same look from Vincent Philip D'Onofrio is the same look as Nicholson from The Shining and Malcolm McDowell from Clockwork Orange.
The Kubrick stare is what they call
That's the Kubrick look.
Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin in Marvel's Daredevil and Daredevil Born Again.
True story, right?
He continues to be excellent in that role.
I love that movie.
By the way,
what we got here? Comedian.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
So, Then I go Palencia. Ballsy pitch the other night to Soto, throwing a slider in a big spot to Soto for a swing and a miss. So, I got Daniel Palencia, 3-4.
I don't know if you have to go 4 yet because you're working highest leverage to lowest leverage.
I don't feel great about Julian Merriweather these days.
Nor should you.
And then it's like Ryan Pressly and you know, Drew Pomerantz. Do we like Pomerantz more than we like Pressly?
Is Chris Flexen in the circle of trust?
I mean, Flexen and Hollowell are guys that you're wondering about. I mean, Flexen's got a chance to get there, I suppose, but not really. It's a pretty damn thin bullpen. I probably go Merriweather 4, and I probably go Pressly 5 at this point.
Okay.
So that's my circle of trust at the moment.
With the Rafael Devers thing, it's important to realize that he is under contract through 2033. And there's about, $260 million left for Rafael Devers.
Man.
So if you were to make that move, you think that you'd be making a choice, right? Like you're kind of saying, not that Tom doesn't have this money, he's got it, but I can't imagine him being like, yes to Devers, yes to $500 million for Tucker, yes to $300 million to PCA, and let's roll the dice. Yeah. I just can't envision that.
I think that's probably correct. I could see how Devers might be more appealing because of the cost certainty and the lower threshold and the fewer years and such, but you got to give up another big pile of prospects to get that done when you just gave up the pile for Tucker. I think Shaw is going to be back. And
I wouldn't count on him, though.
That's the hope and the plan.
Is there a cheaper option out there than $260 million worth of Rafael Devers, who is going to hit the ball and would prefer to play third base?
Yeah, there's a few. There's a few different options out there, whether it's Ryan McMahon from the Rockies, who has a little bit less. It's a pretty big deal, though, still.
And probably wants to get the hell out of there.
I would assume so. I mean, and there's a couple other dudes. Luis Rengifo of the Angels, I like, and can play all over. But, I mean, Birdie and Lopez, until Shaw gets back, is not the end of the world as long as everybody else, you know, keeps hitting. It really isn't.
The like money on McMahon's not terrible.
How much money? How many years left on Ryan McMahon?
He's got 3 years left at an average of about 14 per.
No, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. So there's an option right there. But, you know, Devers is going to end up playing first base there. It's going to be awkward, and he may make it miserable for a little bit, but I think he ends up being first base there. One other Cubs nugget to squeeze in. I hope when Ian Happ comes back, and I hope he's able to come back today. It's an oblique, and obliques scare the both of us, as we know.
I mean, for this sport, it's pretty... it's pretty bad when a guy has an oblique tweak, because it can just flare back up after the next at bat. You know, you don't want guys swinging to protect their oblique.
I don't like PCA at leadoff. I don't like that move. Well, then we're on a different space here. I really think the PCA, he said it himself, he liked being under the radar down there at 7. And then they have him at 6 every once in a while. Okay. But up at 1, it can just mess with your head. We have seen this.
That's true.
For a guy that goes back and forth sometimes, as we have talked about in the past, between thinking like a slappy hitter and thinking like a guy who's just trying to drive the ball, I think it's clear that that you won that conversation, Lawrence. He should think like a guy who can drive the ball, because he can drive the ball.
And he got as many home runs now as he had all last season.
I don't want a guy who doesn't seem to be super comfortable just yet toggling back and forth between those two styles I don't want him being pushed situationally right from the get-go of the ball game to think like that.
Well,
I've just seen it mess with too many heads in the past.
Well, we've got Craig Counsell when? Tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. We can ask him about all of this on Wednesday.
Yeah, and a related story, Kyle Schwarber with two homers last night.
He's really good.
He really is.
At baseball.
Remember when Leadoff messed with his head? It didn't after a while, but it did at the beginning.
Yeah, and he actually has a profile that plays pretty well because of the amount of pitches that he sees, that he's willing to take walks, mm-hmm. like that sort of thing. But yeah, I the human element of it, I'm not going to ignore that. I care about that type of stuff too. I just feel like it might be a good time for another challenge for PCA, and I think that he's up for another challenge. We'll see. We'll see how long he stays in that spot. Bears had rookie minicamp this weekend. Dan Wiederer was there. Dan Wiederer talks football with you next. Huh! On the Score.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
Born to kill, sir.
You write born to kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.